I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. Now, the question becomes, are your savings safe? Now, I know many people believe that if they're sitting in cash, that they're safe. But you need to understand that there's been a definition change and a legal change of what that means. And many believe their savings is safe, but it is not. And I'm going to show you why. Now, we keep talking about, you hear the terms, get out of cash, get out of cash. But here's what's going on. You know, for all the cries, get out of cash, investors are actually doing the opposite. They're still piling into money market funds. Cash-like funds reported a $121 billion of flows in the past week, the biggest flow since March of 23, bringing total assets to $6.4 trillion. Now, I get it, because they're getting out of the way of the stock market. We know they pumped in almost $700 billion in August just to get the stock market propped up to get through the election. But come that election, we are going to have a cleaning. And that's probably a 20-30% market correction. And if anything systemic happens in the middle, like Russia or some other escalation, it could be 50% on that market correction. So I understand why a lot of people are going to cash. But here's the problem. You're going to cash, but you don't understand what that means. Because going to cash, as we used to remember, as it was always defined, when we're holding paper dollar bills in our hand. Well, I don't have that one there, but similar to this one here, like this. Now, this is actually a silver certificate, mind you. It was when it was redeemable for silver. But when they talk about going to cash, we think that's what is sitting there, but it is not. Recently, they changed the rules, and you can look at your statements, whether it's a bank statement or a brokerage statement, and deep on page like 27 of the brokerage statement, you will see that it is no longer a money market account. They've redefined what it means, and here's what it says. This is a Fidelity statement someone sent me. And you can see there in the highlight, Fidelity Government Money Market Account. They also have, I've seen government cash reserve accounts, government money market accounts. But what they're really saying is the word government is there. Now, why is that? Because they've successfully raided the money market system. And instead of sitting in what you think is cash, is actually sitting in, if you look at the prospectus, 98% U.S. treasuries. Now, I know many people think, you know, the U.S. bonds, the U.S. treasuries, they're solid as a rock. They're as good as gold. Well, that's a joke, right? Nothing's better than gold. But the point is, U.S. treasuries are supposed to be safe. If they were, why are the European banks unable to bring their U.S. treasury holdings to American banks? The American banks are loaded with U.S. treasuries. The government, we the people, are broke in so many ways. We are in such debt levels, the highest debt of any nation in the history of the world. And so the government needs somebody to buy the bonds, to buy the treasuries. This year alone, we've had to reissue $10 trillion in treasuries, an astronomical number. They were old treasuries at low interest rates, and now they're at high interest rates. And now they had to reissue. That's why the interest on our debt is well over $1 trillion and climbing. And I know many say, well, they're lowering interest rates. It'll be better for the interest on our debt. But it doesn't matter. The system is already imploded behind the scenes and internally. And you just don't know that yet. But your cash that you think is in cash is literally sitting in U.S. treasuries in a money market account. Every one of you, it's defined differently in some of the account holders like Schwab or Fidelity or what bank you're in, but it's all the same. And the most important thing to know is when you're sitting in cash in a bank or you're sitting in cash in a brokerage firm thinking you're safe, you are considered an unsecured creditor. If that institution goes down or defaults in any way, you're an unsecured, meaning you're the last to get paid back. And I know many people think, well, I have FDIC insurance, I'm okay. You may want to read the fine print. FDIC is pretty much broke. They've already bailed out four banks. It's empty. And the only way they're going to refill it is, of course, put levies on the big banks, but they will have to tax heavily and take the money from the people. With what is coming beyond, there's so many factors here with the World Economic Forum, the whole Great Reset idea. If we end up going to a kinetic World War III, if the economies collapse because of another biological weapon or cyber pandemics, I contend something is on the horizon. But if we end up going to war, there's a reason why they're not letting European banks bring the treasuries back to American banks. They're going to give them what we call a haircut. And so if they have $100 billion in U.S. treasuries, they'll probably give them $10 billion or less and say, take it or leave it. And if we end up going to war with China over Taiwan, they're probably going to tell the Chinese, we're not going to give you anything for the treasuries. The point is, bonds are not safe right now in this environment of the fourth turning that we're in. And there's $6.4 trillion, unbelievable amount of money, currency sitting in money markets that are actually government money markets, government cash reserve accounts that are 98% U.S. treasuries. So if you think you're being safe, you may want to think twice and get yourself diversified. Get out of the system. You're sitting in cash thinking you're safe, but that's not money. Money is defined as a storage of value over time. Our U.S. dollar has gone from being able to buy, that's why goods and services are so expensive. We used to be able to buy a house for $40,000. Now it's $400,000 or $500,000, right? You can't, the dollar is losing its value. So your buying power is not the same. So the dollar itself is losing value, where now I think we're about 3 cents of real buying power value than it used to be. We are spending like $5 in the government for any like 50 cents of real production. I mean, the number is unbelievable. The currency, the dollar, does not buy anything. It's losing value. That's not the definition of money. Money, Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, is grains of silver, grains of gold. I would be getting out of the money market system for now and putting it into gold and silver in a private depository, take it home, whatever you have to do. But gold and silver is going up in value. That's why gold is near 2,700. Gold will be marching towards 5,000 over the next few years. Silver will be going over 100. In the meantime, you're gaining value. So gold and silver goes up in value because it's the definition of real money. But they don't want you knowing this. Now, the government has gone into the money market system, and that $6.4 trillion is actually buying the U.S. treasuries for the debt of the government. Now, if you feel comfortable with that, well, I would say more power to you. You may be making a big mistake. I would at least be diversifying half of that out into physical gold and silver in a depository. And that's where Cornerstone Asset Metals comes in. They're nice and boutique. You're going to get really fair premiums, and you're not getting gouged like those big gold companies are doing. But you're not safe. You're an unsecured creditor, and the cash that's sitting, currency sitting in a bank and brokerages in the money market accounts, is actually legally defined as collateral to the debt of the financial system and the global financial order. It will go to the DTCC. It will go to a central clearing firm, just like the Great Depression, and they will start over with that money. That goes right to the 2008 Dodd-Frank bill that said there's bail-ins. Your stuff is collateral. It was changed over the last 20 years successfully in all 50 states, and it is now, it's in the U.S. Commercial Code 5 and 6. You can read it. You're now collateral. Are you comfortable with your life savings sitting in collateral to the debt of the financial system? Gold and silver outside of the paper system and the control and confiscation is the safest place you can be right now while we're in the middle of this forest fire. Once it's over, profited from that gold and silver, I would agree substantially. And then you see what tree's standing and you go re-diversify. But are your savings safe? Absolutely not. Because if you're in a money market, you're sitting in treasuries. And if you think treasuries are safe, okay, it's a 50-50. But if we go kinetic in war, if we have a World War III, if we have some systemic, which there are a half a dozen right now in front of us, and it happens, those treasuries are going to be worthless in so many ways. And don't think it can't happen, because all through history, it does. And especially during war, especially a world war, those treasuries could go down to near zero in value. Are you willing to take the risk? To each their own, but your savings are not safe. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.